You're listening to SBS Spice. Find what's making South Asians tick or ick with Suhaila and Dilpreet on the SBS Spice podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to SBS Spice. This is Dilpreet.
This is Suhaila.
Suhaila and I have gone 10 on 10 crazy for this new Indian film, Dhurandhar.
Yes.
Very divisive film, just to start it off. But I think why we want to mention it in the beginning of this episode is we're only going to talk about titles that we're excited about, titles that have made us want to go back to the screen, want to explore cinema a bit more in all its glory. And by glory, because we're South Asians, we mean a 3.5 hour film. that's kind of what has been a hot topic for Suhaila and I both the last couple of months, I would say.
It's definitely the fact we've observed this intense hunger for cinema like Dhurandhar. The film had such a big impact. It's become one of the highest grossing films in India, if not the highest grossing. And it continues to have this roar across digital audiences now that it's on Netflix.
Mm.
And it's been intense. Like Dilpreet mentioned, audiences have been divided on, you know, the film's impact on a global scale and what it means for, you know, political tensions and cinema in terms of storytelling that is meant to be unifying as much as it is entertaining. So on that angle, yeah, it's definitely started a discussion, but what it's also invited is this massive, I guess, thirst for films that really have such like gratifying narratives and such well-orientated and detailed discussions into what is the landscape for Indian politics, Indian society, Indian culture today.
And so much more to come. The Netflix India's lineup for this year is
sizzling hot.
It's so good. It just looks like, oh my God, I need to binge.
It's also knowing that my watch list is kind of sorted for the next year.
Yeah.
And a lot of amazing.
I feel like it hasn't happened in a while.
Yes. Really refreshing to see such amazing titles from like such amazing directors, creatives, actors as well.
I also think the Indian film and TV industry has so much to offer, but we keep going back to the same old stale stories and we keep going back to the same four creators, and it's kind of unfair and a disservice to the kind of talent we have in the country. So like looking at the lineup this year, my first thought was like, yeah, this is what we have to offer. We have such a range. We have such different stories to tell. Like one of the titles that I saw was Hum Hindustani, by headlined by Saif Ali Khan and Priti Gandhi. And it is about India's first general election.
Oof.
After like, you know, 200 years of British colonization, how did India do its first ever election? Like that is a story we need to tell. And that's a story we need to tell well.
Yes.
And the fact that we haven't really seen it told in a mainstream sphere is concerning.
Yes.
And also bizarre. So I was like excited that, oh my God, this is the range. Like we've got such a historic moment to share and to creatively approach. And at the same time, you have Desi Bling, which I think is just really bratty, rich Indians fighting with each other. That's also range.
And Loki, we needed it. We were waiting for this a bit. I think it's just such a interesting world to delve into.
I know.
I need to give a shout out to a title I'm very excited for. It's called Super Subbu. It is Netflix India's first Telugu series. Wait for it. The premise, it is about a sex education teacher who has to go into a rural village and work as a teacher there and essentially like share his knowledge about sex in an already taboo.
It's a man?
It's a man. It's a man leading this discussion about sex education in India. And it looks really, really good. I'm super excited, especially because Telugu cinema has been having its kind of rising emergence and actually has done a lot of really good work in the past decade. So I'm very excited for that one as well.
That's a great premise.
Yeah. And of course, our Netflix girl, Radhika Apte.
Go Radhika Apte. She is the Netflix India girl.
She is the Netflix India. And I low-key missed her because I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
Lust Stories 3. What a comeback to have.
Listeners, you have to watch the first two Lust Stories. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Lust Stories is, what's the word, anthology?
It's an anthology series.
Yeah, and every Lust Stories has like four different stories, so half an hour each. Mm-hmm. And four very big directors come together for each Lust Stories to talk about lust.
I'm so excited. The directors are Vishal Bhardwaj, Kiran Rao, Vikram Aditya Motwane, and Shakun Batra.
What
a lineup!
What a lineup.
I'm getting goosebumps. Yeah. It's so good.
Konkana is also in one of the Lust Stories, yes, in three. Yes. And she was in my favorite portion of Lust Stories too as well. Mm-hmm. Talking of Konkana, I think she was also doing something called Accused.
Oh, it looks good as well.
She is, I will believe anything that she says. Like, she can sell me anything.
Well, the premise of this story, and it is a film, is about this, I think it's a lecturer who's been accused of sexual misconduct against one of their students. And that in itself is quite, like, I'm on the edge of my seat for that. Wow. I want to see this story, and Konkana seems like the perfect person to bring that forth. So yeah, that's really cool.
You know what I'm thinking about? Mm. All these titles are like single word or two word titles.
Yes.
I think I'm biased. I love them. They're just more impactful than like, mm-hmm, 5-6 word titles. Lust Stories, Accused, Hum Hindustani, Super, mm-hmm, Subbu.
Desi Bling.
Right? Mm-hmm. Kora.
Family Business.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Anil Kapoor. Can I say AKA Daddy? Like,
AKA Daddy.
I just got it.
Our Silver Fox, who's actually had to age himself for this role, which is a first for Bollywood.
Apparently, they were mad that people were comparing it to Succession.
Yes.
But honestly, when you look at the trailer, you're like, huh? What? But apparently, it's not Succession or not like Succession. So I'm really excited. Like, family and India and sons and money and wealth and gender roles and class. It's just, there's so much to tell. The film that comes to mind, which is not in the same genre, is, do you remember Dil Dhadakne Do? It has that vibe of, you know,
don't get me started about Dil Dhadakne Do. Oh my God, I love that. And it's so layered, so complex.
Also had Anil Kapoor.
Yes. But this has Vijay Varma, who, yeah, I also love.
I love watching him. He's such a convincing actor.
And so they're both really big talent powerhouses.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for something so, like, it looks gritty, it looks messy, and I can't wait.
Anil Kapoor is one of those actors that I love seeing laugh, and I love seeing him angry. Like, yes. Shout at me.
When he's like, angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, whoa. I'm scared, Daddy.
Say it again.
Like, his screen presence is immaculate. Mm-hmm. Who is the casting person for all this? I think we should do our research on the guy. Because
they deserve a raise.
Yeah. Whoever's casted them together is, yeah, working overtime.
Another film on the lineup with a stellar cast is Maa Behen.
Yeah.
Madhuri, Tripti, and Dharna.
Mm-hmm.
And it is this, it's giving Darlings vibes.
Hmm.
Like, a mom and her two daughters find a dead body in their house. Like, what's gonna happen there? It seems really fun, really crazy, a bit dark, but that seems like my kind of vibe as,
yeah,
well.
It sounds like one of those, is it a show?
I think it's a film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of those series in which, films, sorry. Sounds like one of those films in which it's layered with humor in the beginning, but then it kind of gives birth to something that's, as you said, darker and more provocative. And I'm sure it's got a lot to say about gender and relationships between women,
mm-hmm,
which we love on
Spice.
A
mother-daughter story,
yeah,
never fails. Yeah.
I've been watching Kora too. And I'm a big, big fan of Kora. For listeners who might not be aware, Kora is a Netflix original. It came out in 2023. It's 90% in Punjabi and like proper Punjabi. Not the Hindi Punjabi, not the Bollywood Punjabi, not the like bastardized Punjabi that you often see. Proper Punjabi set in pins in villages. has all these layers of gender and caste and class and drug addiction in Punjab, and Punjab's obsession with the West, and how most of the Punjabi youth is out of Punjab. Like, we say in Punjab that most of the Punjab is not in Punjab anymore. That's how much people want to go abroad. And in the middle of all this is a murder in the fields. And Kora means fog, so it's foggy fields. And, you know, it's investigative thriller. It's one of my favorite shows on Netflix. It's sharp. It's only 6 episodes. And it's come out with Kora 2. And this time we have Mona Singh, who is such a brilliant actor. And I know her from Jassi Koine, in which she played a nerd.
Icon.
I think it was the remake of No One Like Jessica or something.
Ugly Betty. Yeah. And of course, our listeners would have seen her in The Bads of Bollywood last year in a more recent release.
In Border 2 as Sunny Deol's partner as well. Like, she's got a lot of range. I've been watching it, so I won't say too much because I'm like, I think I'm exactly halfway. Ooh. But it's, again, a murder, very, very Punjab-laced story. I think it talks about issues in Punjab with a lens that I think it deserves. It doesn't overtly explain what's up with the state. It kind of just shows you in these little moments at, you know, obsession with money, obsession with class purity, extramarital affairs, obsession with men, expectations of women, domestic violence, all these really dark stories of Punjab that kind of get buried under Bhangra and Saag is what Kora is. I would actually personally urge anyone who's into that kind of vibe to check it out. And Netflix is back with a season 2. I think that's what I'm enjoying about Netflix's lineup this year. It's sounds more brave.
Mm-hmm. It also has removed sort of the embellishment that a lot of people assume Bollywood movies have. These are mostly small stories that focus on one or two characters and how they engage with the world around them. We don't need like massive, extravagant sets and, you know, direction and thought put into it. And that's what I'm also really liking, is it looks very human and very like, it's built on the premise of reflection. Which is why I think with Kora and Super Super, which are both set in different parts of India, I still feel like they would have a lot of heart to it, because it seems like these small stories have a lens focused on them, which get them to be told the way that they're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why I find this really like, it's such an invigorating lineup.
Yeah.
As well.
Suhela and I are both big Bollywood girls. Like, we love the grandiosity and the music and the escapism. And that's one part that India has to offer. And I think a massive other part that, when I say India, of course, I mean Indian film and TV in context, has to offer is very like human interest stories, in which there's a lot of pain and a lot of joy to be found within that pain. I think, which I have felt Bollywood has sort of missed in the last decade or so. I think we got a little too obsessed with star power and
Sequels? Don't get me started on sequels.
And remake of really good songs all the time.
Or just using the same plot over and over again. I think it just became really stale.
Yeah.
And audiences were also showing, like, the industry that they weren't turning up for these films anymore the way that we used to.
Yeah.
And these titles didn't have sort of a weight with them anymore. It felt very surface level in terms of the stories we could explore.
Yeah. I mean, on that note, I have to say sometimes we look at some of the streaming services and we go, there's nothing to watch.
That is so true.
You know, I have to say sometimes I've switched on Netflix and I'm like, what do I... Like, I need to be pulled. It's not that there's dearth of titles on, on the service sometimes, and it goes for a lot of other streamers, but sometimes you just miss, as if no one was dying to make a show, and it shows.
Yes.
And I think that's a big difference that I'm seeing in this year's lineup. I was like, oh my God, people were sitting on these stories. They're like, there's a desperation to show these stories. And yes. I think it kind of like comes through.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was this period of just dull and stale and everything's just, you know, put together by spit and hope. But there's suddenly bravery.
I think a lot of people, out of all the releases that Netflix has, they're looking forward to Mismatched 4.
Mm.
I personally haven't watched Mismatched.
I only watched the first season.
But even then, that being one of the biggest pulls for the audience,
absolutely,
which is already established on Netflix, you have such a range of films that people can select from now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, streaming platforms really have such ease and accessibility for audiences, but that also means we expect some sort of, like, listen to us, see what we want, hear what we want.
So there's one South Indian title that caught my eye called Made in Korea. Like, what? Honestly, if someone says, have you seen Made in Korea? You don't think you're talking about a South Indian show. Like, you don't go there. Which is about exploring identity across borders. I'm guessing it's Indian and Korean identity, which is so rare.
So fresh.
Yeah. Of course, there's Madhavan in Legacy. Love you, Maddie.
King.
The first pan-Indian actor, to be honest.
Yes!
Seriously, he was the first like South Indian actor to just so gracefully be embraced and embrace North Indian films and TV as well. With such ease as well. And he's got love on both sides of the border, in quotes. But yeah, he was the first pan-Indian actor.
So if you love Maddie, Legacy is there for you.
Yeah.
We don't do dub.
We don't do dub. Subs over dub.
We're not doing dubbing.
No.
And you are cancelled.
Harry, wahan mat jao. Pitrudev Sangrakshanam. Okay, Harry Potter in Hindi is a vibe.
Yeah.
I love it.
That sounds like a sentence generated by ChatGPT. What?
Don't insult it. Don't insult Harry Potter in Hindi.
This is SBS Spice.
I'm also looking at Vikrant Mase's show Musafir Cafe.
Oh, so Musafir Cafe is this film.
Okay, it's a film. My one feedback for Netflix titles is I can't tell if it's a show or a film.
Do I need to binge this or like sit down for 2 hours?
Right?
Just concentrate.
Yeah, tell me.
But yes, this looks like a very wholesome film. And it's set at this cafe called Musafir Cafe. And we're not given much more than that. There's two female leads as well, Vedika Pinto and Mahima Makwana. We love you, Vikrant.
Vikrant.
We miss you. It's kind of cool seeing him.
When was the last time we saw him? Wasn't he in 12th Fail?
Yeah, but babe, he retired.
Then why is
he's just doing all, he's just pushing all of these out now.
Oh, he's already done this?
Yeah. So
why would he retire after giving us 12th Fail?
I don't know. Maybe it's a thing, you know, you leave at your peak.
Well, I don't think in India they don't retire, babe. Yeah. They're churning out films when they're 80.
Well, we thought that and what happened with Arjit Singh.
Is that real? Because if that turns out to be a PR stunt, I'm going to be mad.
I'm in denial. I really am in denial.
I don't think anyone's accepted it. I think people are just waiting for him to be like, ha ha.
Even though he fully put out a statement, it's like, hey guys, I'm
But retired from playback singing, right?
Yes.
Not retired from singing.
Yes, which means we could actually get some really cool work from him as well, creatively speaking.
So does that mean he would still put out albums?
Yeah,
but they're just not film songs.
They're not film albums.
Well, that's fine, right? Sorry. I just don't feel like that's he's given us like 100 playback songs. It's fine now.
And this could probably introduce some more new artists into Bollywood playback singing as well.
Also that, but also I think he's going to put out an album and some director is going to buy his songs and play it in the films. Which will still make him up.
They're finding loopholes in that much denial.
Oh, because it's Indian film and TV that we're talking about, of course, is a film about war. So there's Operation Safed Sagar, which I'm actually quite interested in because it's the Indian Air Force's role in the Kargil War, which was between Pakistan and India.
Yeah.
And it's got a really good cast. It's called Jimmy Shergill. And as someone who's from Patiala, we are just immensely proud of Jimmy Shergill. Like, whenever we look at him, we're like, our city. He's from our city. We produced him. Also such a handsome man. And
I was going to say, as someone from Sydney, he was everyone's first crush.
He was so good looking.
He was very good.
Still is.
Very handsome.
Yeah, he's very handsome. He's got that quiet sort of power to him that I just really enjoy watching him. And I've seen him in a range of work as well, and he's always sort of held his ground. I was literally like rewatching Tanu Weds Manu the other day because what a fun bunch of films. Yeah. And he, you know, he's the gangster in it, yeah. And then there's Sahib Bibi and Gangster, in which there's Jimmy Shergill, and what was one of the first films that he did? Of course, Mohabbatein, that's the big one. Matches. He was in My Name is Khan as Shah Rukh Khan's brother. Like, he's got this really beautiful work under his belt. So when I saw him in this, I was like, a nice surprise. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've seen him in a Netflix mm-hmm. original before.
No.
And it's also got Siddharth, who's one of my favorite actors. So it's got a really, really good lineup.
Yeah, that... Speaking of kind of Indian cinema's silent stalwarts, Akshay Khanna is also in a courtroom drama with Sunny Deol.
I have to say something. If you were not aware of Akshay Khanna's game till Dhurandhar, go away.
Yep.
Like, honestly, okay. I completely get... like people going berserk and crazy for Akshay Khanna. But at the same time, I think there were younger people who were like, oh, Akshay Khanna. But for millennials, we were like, yes, where have you been? Like, he's always been a top-notch actor, but he's a quiet actor. So he's not, you're not going to find him on socials. You're not going to find him doing a lot of interviews. You're not going to find him share a lot about his personal life. So I think the new currency of fame is that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why people were simply not aware how mm-hmm. amazing of an actor Khanna has always been.
Yep.
Which is, you know, it kind of made me think. I was like, wow, people, like younger people didn't know that much about him. Isn't that crazy, because he's so good, but he's just a quiet actor. He doesn't talk much.
Yeah. And you don't
also
need
he's
to.
Against marriage and kids, so I personally love him.
We love that. Akshay Khanna, a real king here, right here. Yeah, so this courtroom drama seems pretty thrilling as well. Sunny Deol as well.
Sunny Deol and Akshay Khanna. Yeah. But also, listeners, if you're interested in Akshay Khanna's films, he's a very good comedy actor as well.
Yes, he is.
He's really good. Hulchal, Hangama.
Thismar
I haven't
Khan.
Seen Thismar Khan, but apparently
Thismar
he's amazing.
Khan.
And also he plays cops really well.
Yeah, Drishyam.
Drishyam.
Ittefaq,
yes. With Sonakshi and Siddharth.
That was a great movie.
He was really, really good in it. And one of my favorite movies from Akshay Khanna, which I don't even know how you're going to watch it. I don't know where it's going to be available, but it's called Gandhi, My Father, in which he plays Mahatma Gandhi's son.
Oh, wow.
And the whole premise is how Mahatma Gandhi is supposedly the father of the nation, but he's not a good father to his own kids. And Akshay Khanna plays one of his sons, and it's just a terrific, terrific performance. But yes, we know 90% of you are going to know him from Dhurandhar. And you know what? I'm not that mad because he was delicious. He was so good. And I rewatched it on Netflix India like twice.
I rewatched it as well. Yeah. Definitely worth it. 100. And I could still sit down and do it again.
I think there's something wrong with us that we find Rahman to get that hot. But do you know what? He hates everyone but his wife. I feel like that's pretty hot.
Green flag, right?
Green flag. Killed his father, killed his mother.
Loves forehead kisses.
Yeah. Okay, stop. And she like slaps him in front of everyone, like a tight slap. And he hugs her and he goes, Jaane Meri, like you're my life.
Duh.
And I kind of died. I was like, a gangster just got slapped by his wife in front of everyone. And he just hugged her. But then he killed his dad and has also killed his mom.
And his son died. That's why she slapped him. Like,
yeah, I know. I'm valid.
Yeah, valid.
But yeah, I think I'm into Rahman to get. Sorry, Indians. I don't know what to do.
I'm going to give you a moment of silence.
Might or might not edit. We will see.
We will see.
But listeners, if you are interested in any of the titles, comment on our Instagram. Let us know what you're excited to watch. And a gentle reminder that not all Indian film and TV is going to be in Hindi. So there's a lot of different language titles.
And you should explore them.
You should explore. I feel like it's a two-way street.
Yeah. A lot of India's regional cinema is doing extremely well. So make sure to check out those titles as well.
Yep. Well, that was a chat for today.
Yes. We could talk forever, but for now, just follow us on Instagram to keep in the conversation. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
For more hot takes from South Asians in Australia, find and follow SBS Spice on Instagram at SBS Spice or on YouTube by searching for SBS South Asian. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.